Welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show. We are here to coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website, www.lalisajwilliams.com, or for a free coaching session just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the show today. Well, this is Wednesday, and you know what that means. This is the Wednesday morning inspiration call, rocking not only the nation, but the world. People all around the world can tune in right here through Blog Talk Radio and hear a message that is life-changing, life-empowering, a message that you can use to go out and conquer the world. Oh, this is, I'm telling you, an awesome, awesome, awesome day. We have this Wednesday, Mr. Versi L. Walker. He, for some of you who know, and maybe if you don't know, he is the author of Success, How I Ended Up Here. So he's going to come on shortly and talk about all that he has to talk about. And I'm going to give you a few updates to some things that are happening with the Coach Lalisa Show. Mr. Walker, good morning and God bless you.
Good morning. Thank you as well. Good morning.
Good
morning.
God bless you. Oh, thank you. Well, people, I hope you are absolutely, positively certain that you want to be impacted with power, knowledge. Oh, my God. This thing can't be contained, you know.
Never.
Mr. Walker, I'm just so overwhelmed with excitement. I mean, it's just unbelievable.
I could hear it, and I could see why, because you have a lot of great things going on, especially the retreat. That's this weekend?
Oh, Mr. Walker. Oh, yes. Yes.
Excellent.
This
excellent
weekend,
excellent.
Saturday. You know, Mr. Walker, just like with yourself and others who tune into the show, Mr., you know, Coach J and Mr. K and Kiva and Miss Elaine Haskins, awesome, awesome, powerful woman who is going to be at the retreat. She is going to be doing a workshop there. You know, I'm telling you, this retreat, first of all, I already know what I'm going to hear from the attendees. They're going to say it's not long enough because we have so much that's going to be packed in to this retreat. We must stay overnight, but next year, this retreat will probably be at least 4 days long. already we have so much coming at this retreat. It's the Releasing Your Inner Power Women's Retreat. We have Miss Tina Lane. This lady is going to, my God, boy, oh boy, I'm so excited about her topic. For single women, I don't care what age, you could be 13, you could be 83, it doesn't matter. Single women, you need to come and hear that message if you don't come for nothing else. She's going to be talking about how to really be satisfied in what, you know, what you're doing as it relates. She's going to help people who sometimes get anxious about falling in love and then doing it the wrong way. She's standing up to say, you know what, there is a right way. Because there are a lot of people who love to accept that there's no right way. It can't be done. Nobody's doing it. Well, you're wrong. There is somebody who is doing it right. And she's going to be there to demonstrate and talk about and give you tips on how to do it. Then I'm going to talk about igniting your marriage. Listen, there are people who think that can't be done. Well, once it's dead, it's dead. Well, once it's over, it's over. Well, we just grew apart. Well, grow back together. How about that?
Mm-hmm. I know I was just going to say, relating to that, there's a movie that Lorenz Tate played in years ago, and I think his comment was when it came to not being able to reignite or to regenerate the passion of the love, he said typically the people give up on the possibility, because just what you said, you can, you know, ignite or reignite your relationship and your passion, but so many people just give up and say it's over, it's over. They give up on the possibility.
That's powerful right there. Yo, we're going to be showing you how the possibility is alive and well as long as you, like you said, you can desire it, you can think about it, and then I'm going to show you the benefit of getting it back. See, that's what people don't always realize. They think, well, I don't want the marriage back because it was so horrible, and they think, well, who would want that? I don't blame you. I didn't either. But if you could ever stop and consider how much better it's going to be, and I'm glad for people like Howard Hewitt, and though he, you know, did this song years ago, the second time around, let me tell you, he say it's going to be better, and I'm a living proof that the second time around with the same person is so much better, I can't even hardly contain it. Then I'm going to be there for all those individuals who either have written a book, but they're not selling. I got your answer. Come Saturday. I'm going to do a workshop to show you how you can sell your book, how you can market your book. I've sold thousands of copies of my book, like easy, okay? I haven't even done, in other words, what I mean is I have done no major advertising, have done no magazine ads, have done no newspaper ads, have not hooked up with, you know, Black Gospel Promo or this company or that company to do any major. It's been all basically word of mouth and has sold thousands of copies. But now I've got some more insider secrets to how to sell. So for your book, I have a book signing coming up at the Jackson Library down in Jackson, New Jersey. Didn't even consider they had a library there. Got a book signing in the library. I'm going to show you how to do that. Have some bookstore signings coming up. Going to be doing a book signing at Berklee College. Going to show you how to get this done. You got a book. Get it sold. I'm going to be talking about some marketing, sales and marketing for your book. No matter what book, it could be a cookbook. It could be a book about how to ski. It could be a book about how to purchase skis. It doesn't matter. Just come. And we're going to do a self-publishing seminar at a later date, but because I'm going to show people how to write a book based on your talents, gifts, skills, and abilities. Then that's all this at the retreat. Friday night is a night of pampering and relaxation. You're going to get hand massages. There'll be somebody there to do foot massages, full body, you name it. And guess what? The whole retreat is only costing you $50. Mm-hmm. And you're going to get this. And this is the favor of God. See, somebody once told me, God's favor will take you where your finances can't. And for all those people who are waiting on finances to do stuff, you might as well come on to the retreat and let us show you how to operate in favor. See, favor has endless finances. I'm going to teach you how to operate in God's favor. because, see, his favor ain't fair, but God's favor is endless, and you can get some of it after releasing your inner power retreat, because everybody who registers and pays their $50 for both Friday and Saturday, they will get to bring a guest for free. Now, on Friday, we're going to also have a pajama party. So, ladies, bring your pajamas. We're going to stay overnight in the hotel. There's a special rate on the hotel room. Call the hotel, and they will give you the special rate. Call me, and I will give you all the details, or go to Facebook. It's all over my page, flyers everywhere, in the event tab on my page on Facebook. Look me up, Lil Lisa J. Williams, L-I-L-I-S-A Williams. Now, I'm going to move out of your way, Mr. Walker, and let you run with it, because I know you have a lot to share, but I wanted people to know that God is moving. You want to be at that retreat. And then there's so many other things coming up, but I'll talk about that on Thursday. I'll have more time. But I want to have, this is, Mr. Walker is our Wednesday feature. He's here each Wednesday pouring out, and I know he's been preparing all week. So take it away, Mr. Versi Walker.
No, thank you so much. I'm excited for you in this retreat, and I'm excited for those who decide to attend. I mean, for a $50 retreat for a weekend, I don't know. I mean, you spend that just going to the movies with popcorn and nachos and the actual film itself. You may come away with adulation. You may come away excited, but you won't come away informed. You probably won't be empowered, and I definitely don't think you will be as inspired, especially with Tina. When you're talking about Tina Lane's subject matter, it is so relevant right now with so many people clinging on to toxic relationships and perhaps leaving potentially good relationships and not knowing exactly what to do to cultivate, to nurture, to embrace this love or this companionship that so many are looking for. I mean, the bad part about love and success and marriage is that there is truly no, well, I know success leaves a blueprint, it leaves a mark, it leaves something, but oftentimes people still don't know where to get that energy, that passion, or that drive, or how to keep forging forward. You, fortunately, as you just said, you know, with the Howard Hewitt song, you know, second time around, and you understand with your mate having that second time around how much better it is. But I think these are topics and subject matters that we need to talk about intimately. We need to really have that one-on-one conversation, not only with others, but even with ourselves. So I think these topics and subject matters are going to be so prevalent and so valuable for those who attend. And those who don't, you know, they have these great reasons besides excuses, understood. But I would take advantage of a $50 retreat. I would run there if I was a female. I would run there if I was someone who needed that extra push and maybe to be just in the midst of others who are talking about it and or doing it, because so many things happen to people just simply by osmosis, just simply by being at the right place at the right time, hearing the right message from the right group of people. So I want to hear next week's report, and those who all attend, please Facebook us, Facebook me, call, let us know how this impacted you and your life, because we're right now, again, in the right season, and some of us just need a certain amount of push, that little bit of extra gas, that little oomph to get us over the hump, and I believe that this type of retreat will be beneficial for all. And I encourage the men or the mates of these women, these friends of these women who want to attend, who will attend, I encourage you to support, to stand behind that and make sure that it occurs. And I'll tell you why, because if you're selfish and you don't want her to go, think of it in another vein. If you be selfish and encourage, promote, allow, sponsor her to go, the benefits will come back to you 100-fold. See, people don't realize when I'm telling a secret here, when men buy women clothes and items that are alluring, he did not necessarily bought it for you. He really bought it for him because of what you make him do or feel like when you're wearing those items. Some of you, I know it's early, you may not resonate. You may have to take a little while to catch up. But again, he may not necessarily bought you those high heels and that nice red dress for you. He bought it for his positive, his own selfish benefit, because he knew how you would look, how you would feel, and how you would subsequently make him feel once you wore that dress and those high heels. So, men, I encourage you to help push forward and make sure that those who really want to attend, that you know of and that you love, get this message, get this information, go to this retreat this weekend and have a blast. And then come back and tell us about it. So now, aside from that, I do want to say again, good morning to everybody. I hope that everyone is having a wonderful week so far this week. In certain parts of this great world of ours, this great land, some of you are very cold, and some of you being myself. I think I got a report from my sister yesterday that it was 9 degrees last night in Chicago. I am not looking forward to that. And I know when you talked about the retreat, Coach, for next year, I didn't hear the words Hawaii, South Carolina, Jamaica, but, you know, hey, I'm just throwing it out there. You know, it may be a good opportunity or a good place to have such a retreat. And as
well,
always,
I did mention that on, I think, Monday or Tuesday. I said next year we're going to an island.
You know what?
So
there
see?
You go. There you go.
There you go.
not Long Island, not Stony Island in Chicago, but an island. Good. Well, at least great minds do think alike. At least great minds do think alike. So, again, I am so excited to be here and to join with you for our Wednesday morning midweek inspiration show. Many thanks to the listeners for tuning in and to you, Coach, for allowing me to share my experiences and positive messages with you and each of the listeners. For those who are in the chat room, who have dialed in, and also for those who will go back and listen to this in the archives, I thank you. I have just a few short updates, and I mean really short. On Thursday, tomorrow, December 9th, I'll have a book signing in the Islip, New York airport, which is actually the MacArthur Airport. And also on Friday, December 10th, I'll have another book signing at the JFK Airport, also in New York. Both of these are scheduled from 6 a.m. to 12 p.m., so I'll be up early and on the roadway to have these two events underway. For anyone wishing to learn more about me and to secure an autographed copy of my book, Success, How I Ended Up Here, I invite you to visit my website at www.versiewalker.com, and that's spelled V as in victory, ERSIEWALKER.com. These books make wonderful holiday gift ideas. These are the gifts that keep on giving, the gifts of empowerment. And if ordered now, they will be there in time for the ones you want to share knowledge and information with. It is
now,
amazing to me. Go ahead.
Mr. Walker, I hate to do this, but because I can see the switchboard, there is a hand up, so I just want to check to see if this person has a comment or question and that it's not an accident that they raised their hand. Would that be all right?
Go right ahead.
Okay. Caller from the 404 area code, you have a comment or question?
Yes. This is Evangelist Lee. I was trying to get the website. I think you say ERSCYWalker.com?
No, that is actually spelled V as in victory, ERSIE. WALKER.com, VersiWalker.com.
Okay, all right. Okay, thank you.
Great.
Oh,
well,
no problem. Okay,
you.
Mr. Walker, go right ahead.
No, that's always a pleasant interruption anytime there's a hand up in the chat room or comment or question, because I personally enjoy engaging with people. I'm like anybody else. I don't mind hearing myself talk. but I want to make sure that I'm relating to the people that if they have a question or concern or comment, that they share it, because oftentimes there are other people in the room, other people in the audience that may have that same question or that same thought, and you know what, let's address it. So I appreciate that. I appreciate her for dialing in as well. And so, again, these are great gifts, and, you know, share the knowledge and share the wealth. It's amazing to me how there's a resurgent of multi-level marketing companies and direct marketing companies popping up all over the place. They're selling things from Wonder Bras to dietary supplements and anything else you can think of. These companies are around and have been around for years, from the A.L. Williams to Avon to Amway. And some are here to stay and some are fly by night. They are called the pyramid scams in some circles. But these entities, these corporations, these companies allow people to step out and gain their footing, if you will, towards entrepreneurship, towards sales, enable them to do bigger and greater things. And my inbox should be flooded with orders because of all the people who I know have ventured out and tried these multi-level marketing companies or these direct marketing companies. And if you're going to try anything, you want to have a blueprint, a document, or a guide to show you how to gain success in that realm. And so if you're going to take something on as a challenge, challenge yourself to educate yourself first. And this type of book could help do that. And so, again, I encourage people to visit the site, and I encourage people to purchase not one but two. Maybe give that gift as a friend or someone you know who's struggling. And it's not just for sales. My book encompasses everything that would enable you to be successful no matter what you do in life. The success that you're talking about, Coach, as it relates to your relationship. See, these things, you're not who you are separate from who you are other than where you are. And let me say this, is that, better put, you're who you are no matter where you are. You cannot be diligent, deliberate, and focused as a professional and have lack, limitation, and be lethargic in your personal life. They're one and the same. The only thing changes is the environment. So if you're a lazy, no good shyster in your personal life, why would you be different in your professional life? That's a life and mind of duality. It's really hard to live in both of those lives separate and apart without one day unveiling yourself. So today the topic I want to really touch on is the entrepreneurial spirit and or kind of versus the entrepreneurial mindset. In those topics, I also talk about presentation and the need or the concern for branding. First, I want to touch on the thinking as an entrepreneur. I know that there are a lot of us who have, at some point in time, did a little something-something on the side. We have had a side hustle, if you will, doing a little something to help make those ends meet. Some have gone as far as to print out business cards and flyers and even printed up labels for that famous caramel cake that everyone in the family so loves. This is considered the entrepreneurial spirit. It is enterprising at its finest and on its smallest scale, but moving towards entrepreneurship. For many, this method has enabled them to supplement their income, raise their family, and to take vacations that may have otherwise been out of reach. So it's a good thing. For others, it's the beginning process that has sent them on a journey, one, to become self-sufficient, self-reliant, and to ultimately become self-employed. They've taken these seedlings, these little bitty seedlings, these little drops, and they've nurtured them. They've planted them, and they've nurtured them, and they started to see a little cultivated. They've seen a little budding. And they set forth on a journey that only a few have dared to venture out on, and far less than that has followed this journey to the end. They have seen a greater vision. See, Coach, with you in your message and your experience, both personally and professionally, you saw a greater vision. That's why we have this radio show. You saw a greater vision. That's why you had the second annual award breakfast. You saw a greater vision. That's why you're having the retreat this weekend. You saw a greater vision like most people do, like those individuals who have daycares, cleaning services, and grant writing businesses. They have drive and they have a vision, and they also have the entrepreneurial mindset. According to Dan Kennedy, who said in his book, How to Succeed in Business by Breaking All the Rules. So he's controversial. He's against the grain. He's not the guy to say go in there humbly and kind of beg and pray for a greater position, a greater life. He said go in there with confidence. Go in there with conviction. Know that you are deserving. Know that you have earned a right in that corporation or otherwise for a greater position. So he said stand fast. That's pretty much what he says. Stand tall. Be convicted. Be not misunderstood, but have those people understand that you have something valuable. So he talks about breaking all the rules. So he goes against the traditional norm. And I subscribe to much of what he says. And what he says in this book, to be a successful entrepreneur, you need to develop great vision, ambition, thick skin, immunity to discouragement, and ability to live in isolation. I want to go over that again. He says you need great vision, ambition, thick skin, and immunity to discouragement, and the ability to live in isolation. He went on to say that these are not characteristics everyone would want to have. And just because you got cut loose from your middle management position in corporate downsizing, and you can spell the word consultant, doesn't necessarily mean you ought to be one. He also states that if you're not prepared to look anybody and everybody in the eye without blinking and tell them that you are the best at what you do and that you know your stuff, then somebody's going to send you home early. They're going to whoop your tail. See, we don't have enough people who have that kind of conviction where they're willing to forsake all, that they're willing to sacrifice everything that they own or know to be true in order to pursue their dreams on whatever level. We no longer will take up from where we stand, go abroad and set up new residency and begin to cultivate the earth to bring back riches upon us. We won't do that. Our children won't leave home. We won't insist that they do. We coddle and baby grown men. We nurture but don't supplement and teach grown women. We're absent. Everyone is asleep at the wheel. But we want to have the entrepreneurial spirit. That part is kind of easy. It's easy to sit back and say, man, if I had what Lalisa had, I would do it three ways different. Man, if I cook that meal, I would cook it this way. It's easy to have the spirit, but it's hard to have the entrepreneurial mindset because that is a conviction that most people don't want to get involved with. The reason we have so many people shacking up and dating for eons is because they don't want to fully commit. They're playing, they're practicing, they're doing everything that married couples probably would and should do, but they won't fully commit. I had to think about something when I thought about going into business years back, and I thought about the entrepreneurial mindset against the entrepreneurial spirit. I had to think about restaurants. I had to think, wow, it's funny how you go to McDonald's and you ask for fries, and certain McDonald's, they give you one pack of ketchup. And you're like, but I ordered three orders of fries. So then they give you two more packs of ketchup, one pack of ketchup for each order of fries. And I love my condiments. I enjoy my ketchup. In other McDonald's, they will throw you a whole fistful. And I had to sit back and think. The one McDonald's that would only give me one per package had the entrepreneurial mindset. Either that manager or that owner understood the bottom line. He understood gross revenues. He understood the cost for each product that came. The other company, however, didn't, or the other location didn't. They had the entrepreneurial spirit. They wanted to serve you. Hi, welcome to McDonald's. Can I take your order? But they did not realize that if they give me 15 packs of ketchup, 10 of them are probably going to wind up in the parking lot garbage pail or in the parking lot itself. If they have to buy an extra box or extra case of ketchup each month, and if it costs them $300 per case, that's $3,000 of lost revenue, of expenses that have now gone down the drain. Same thing with their napkins and their straws and other items that they now keep behind the counter and only give them out as added or asked or as needed. This made a lot of sense, and it differentiated for me in my mind the difference between the mindset and the spirit. So, Coach, for me, I had the entrepreneurial spirit long before I ever had the entrepreneurial mindset. See, for years, I did a little bit of something on the side, but never fully committing my mind and my time to seeing that in which I was doing on a larger scale. You all know people like that. You know people like me and how I used to be. They're just good enough at the 101 things that they do, but are not great enough or not great at any one thing. You also know what they call these people. Where I grew up at, we call them the jack of all trades, but master of none. The first time I heard this statement fully, it was when it was being used towards me. And someone told me that, you know, oh, yeah, you're a jack of all trades, but a master of none. I was heated, Coach. I was upset. I was offended that this person told me this. For years, I had been saying the first part of the statement, even to myself and about myself. Oh, yeah, I'm a jack of all trades. But not knowing it had a second part, which changed the meaning, at least for me, completely. A jack of all trades, but a master of none. After hearing this, I immediately shut down. I reverted inward and began to ask myself, what are you really doing? What, if anything, are you trying to accomplish? Here you are doing a little bit of this and a little bit of that, perhaps getting just enough money for a new outfit, maybe gas in my car, but nothing substantial and definitely, definitely nothing worth bragging about. I thank that woman, because I don't recall who she is, so I thank her to this very day for completing that statement for me. Because her doing so has now allowed me to be completely and totally on purpose and completely committed to fulfilling my dreams. I say again to this woman, thank you, wherever you are, because she impacted my life on a statement in which I was totally ignorant of the complete meaning. I was utterly devastated to hear a jack of all trades, but a master of none. And at that point in time, I fully committed myself towards mastery and wanted to see something through and wanted to be known for completing a process and having knowledge or being knowledgeable in a certain vein, in a certain area, in a certain aspect. And once I felt confident and comfortable with that, can then conceivably move on. And see, that's what the multi-level marketing companies and direct marketing companies, I think, lack in their teaching. Well, I think my book is so substantial, our talks are so substantial, this radio show is so substantial because it fills and plugs in those holes where people may have doubt, they may have inability to comprehend, they may need to just broken down and dissect it in such a way that they can digest it. And I think that's what the multi-level marketing companies lack. They do give those who are looking to step out on their own, they give them a footing, they give them a firm, you know, structure and process. But those of us who are truly looking to be entrepreneurs, to be controlling our own fate and our own destiny, to have our own and not have to report to, give information to, bring in and sell other people and have other people in your downline, pipeline, and upline, you want to just be on your own. And I understand that too. But there are still books, CDs, tapes, and seminars that can help you in the areas in which you miss. Because even for myself, making a lot of money for J.P. Morgan Chase, Bank of New York, Prudential Life Insurance, Unger & Associates, and all these other companies, there was something core that I missed. The biggest thing I missed was, there's a payroll. There's telephone, there's insurance, there's liability coverage, there's employees who will steal from you, standing there looking at you and say, no, I didn't steal that. There were some core elements that I missed, not understanding fully the concept of reserve, because you know what, there's fixed costs and there's variable costs. The fixed costs, you are conditioned, you live with, and you understand. That's rent, that's insurance payments, et cetera. But those variable costs, where you have a phone bill 1 month for $189, and the next month is $750 because three of your employees were calling Hawaii, setting up their vacation spot for their friend's wedding. Those are costs that you have to have reserves for that these companies don't teach you. They give you the rah-rah. Come on in, you're going to do great. You know five people, and they know five. They give you all of this, but they don't give you the understanding, the mindset of how to cultivate this, not run people away, but invite people in. So that's why, again, I think these shows and these topics are germane, are significant, especially in this day and age, when we will see the greatest amount of entrepreneurs and small businesses than ever before. But where there are greatness in excess, towards success, there will be greatness in failure. But we can circumvent that for the most part by people really delving in and understanding the difference between the spirit and the mindset. See, the entrepreneurial mindset takes you far beyond just the entrepreneurial spirit. The entrepreneurial mindset will have you not sleep at night. It will have you looking for office space and you don't even have an employee. This that I'm talking about will have you taking notes at places and times when before you were barely even paying attention or listening. The entrepreneurial spirit, however, is a great spirit, a good spirit to have. It will have you to capitalize on certain opportunities. And however, it's the mindset that will transform opportunities in dreams which are larger than life, which will then become reality. See, it was Mrs. Fields' entrepreneurial spirit that had her baking those cookies and perhaps selling a few to her family members and friends. But it was her entrepreneurial mindset that made her go out into the business world and open up stores. And not only does she have Mrs. Fields Cookies, she also franchises locations. And for those who did not know, she's also the owner of Jockey brand clothing and also the Coach leather bags, Mrs. Fields. Entrepreneurial spirit transformed into entrepreneurial mindset. Another thing, when we're talking about being self-employed, trying the multi-level marketing avenues and direct marketing avenues, there's a thing called presentation that sometimes is key, it's essential, but it's missed. For those having the spirit and not yet the mindset, they may not present themselves well. They may take the approach, well, you know I'm just getting started, and since they come into my house to get their nails done, get their hair done, or what have you, they should understand that one day we may be in a dining room and at other times we may be in the basement. Wrong mind, because that's just the spirit. And this example that I just gave you, the word they was used a lot. They should, they understand, they. They who I'm talking about, who may be inconvenienced, are supposed to understand. They're supposed to take their time, come to your establishment, wherever it may be, and then be inconvenienced because you're late, you're on the phone, you have another appointment scheduled at the same time, or because your location is not appropriate for what you're trying to do. They're supposed to understand. Well, they who should understand, understanding has already come in the form of their support and their patronage. Why should they have to understand any further than that? Because Lee Nails at the mall doesn't inconvenience them. Sally Beauty Salon down the road doesn't inconvenience them. They're coming and they're understanding their support and patronage, and that's enough. It's now the responsibility of the one who is trying to enterprise to make their business, their establishment, or their services one of high report. The ones possessing the entrepreneurial mindset also uses the word they a lot, and they use it in this manner. They'll ask, how would they perceive this, meaning the customer? Or how are they, the ones who are already successful, how are they doing it? And on and on and on. They use the they in its right perspective, in its right context, because they stand back and they look at the Christmas tree and say, oh, there's a hole there. Oh, we have too many red ornaments on one side. Let's spread it out. Because I want to make sure that they who are admiring, who are observant, who are patronizing my business feel that this is one of high rapport, of high regard, because I want to be top of mind. And I want to be perceived, although I'm a little mom-pa shop, I want to make sure that they think and feel that this is a high-scale operation. I'm going to provide them a high level of service. These entrepreneurial mindset people, they place full responsibilities on themselves for presenting themselves and their business with the utmost confidence. They're being well-versed with their industry, product, and services. And lastly, They're knowledgeable. Having a little bit of knowledge across a variety of fields and industries, thereby making their clientele feel and believe that this is someone I would like to do business with because he or she is knowledgeable. They have experience. They're well-versed. And the confidence. See, I went in there thinking that my hair, my house, or my car was a wreck. But when they got done talking to me, they showed me the value. They showed me that how they can transform what I think is an eyesore and turn it back into a treasure. I want to do business with them. You know what? The shop is a little inconvenient. They're a little out the way. It's not as big, but I mean, it's clean. It's well organized, and the music and the ambiance. I just love going there. So it's a little bit out of my way. It's a little bit of an inconvenience to get there, but when I'm there, I'm in heaven. And I pay a little bit more. But for the benefit, it outweighs the cost. And yeah, I can go down the street and be out of there in 15 minutes, but look, it looks like somebody did something to me in 15 minutes. Here it looks like a masterpiece was created and I took that hour. Because we know the 16 chapels weren't built in a day. Rome wasn't built in a day. So it takes time for perfection, but you want to be in the midst of a perfectionist, someone who doesn't just have the entrepreneurial spirit, because if he has the entrepreneurial spirit, he or she may no longer be doing business or that business tomorrow, because the next so-called great thing they will jump on and move on down the block. Who would want a dentist who's only in business just to make money, and then once money's gone, he's now a carpenter. He or she is now a roofer. He or she is now working at the toll booth. That's not the entrepreneurial mindset. That's just the entrepreneurial spirit. They're going to chase the money. And if you chase money, you always find a job. But if you chase your dream, you're then an entrepreneurial mindset. You're someone who's going to be most advantageous to deal with when you're at home in your dreams, when you're living your dream, when life has visibly manifested towards your goal. Another part of the entrepreneurial mindset would be that of branding. I know it's today's buzzword, and everyone's saying it, everyone wants to brand, but really, is it? Branding is an old philosophy. Gillette used to brand years ago. When you thought about Gillette, you thought about razors. Entrepreneurs are always interested. They're always concerned and looking for better ways in which to brand themselves so that they stand out from the crowd. It amazes me. One time, Oprah Winfrey had a show, and 90% of the women in the show, in the audience, were blondes. And she said, wow. And she had a panel of people, and it was 9 women, and I think 7 out of 9 didn't even know what color their hair really was. They had been dyeing and bleaching their hair for so long, they did not even know the color of their hair. So she asked them, why do you do it? I want to feel good. I want to be different. I want to look different. She said, but wait a minute. 90% of the audiences are blonde. A few were actually born that way, but the rest of them have been dyeing their hair. You don't look different. You don't stand out. You look just like them. But they had perceived that once they became blonde, they were now somebody different, something different, that they stood out from the crowd. They had not. They blended right in with everyone else who had that same ideology. So, again, for branding, you want to stand out from the crowd or to make sure that your product or services become the industry standard or the norm. For example, if I were to speak about flights into outer space, what comes to mind? For me and for most, it would probably be the word NASA. If I ask someone to make a photocopy, what comes to mind? For most people, it would be the word Xerox. Go Xerox this. Well, Xerox is the company that produces copiers. And there's other companies that produce copiers, but no one is saying, go Epson this for me. Go Panasonic this for me. They say, no, go Xerox this for me. But it became the industry standard. And that name itself is utilized and understood as the process of copying an item. When you think of baby food, and Lord, I'm so glad I don't have to do that no more, but when you think of baby food, for most people, you would think of Gerber. And I'm sure there are other brands out there. I've never used them. But Gerber has made sure that it stood out from the crowd and is part of the industry norm. And if I mention 5-inch high heels, for most ladies, what would immediately come to mind is the word stilettos, an industry standard. There's several manufacturers. Stilettos are manufactured, but that's what comes to mind when you see someone in a 5-inch or higher heel, stilettos. These are all examples of branding, placing your business, your product, and your service top of mind. McDonald's has been very successful. They've done a wonderful job in this area. When you think of cheap, not necessarily good-tasting fast food, you think of McDonald's. Or when they say this cute little melody, ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it, you think of McDonald's. These are all a process of branding. And I think most of us are not doing a great job in branding ourselves. P. Diddy has done a heck of a job in the past 10 years branding himself in every area and every aspect of his life and his business. He is a brand, and he wants to be top of mind, and he's done a successful job. Oftentimes, these multi-level marketing companies, these mom-and-pa shops, these self-made businesses, we're not branding ourselves. We're looking just like everybody else. We're not making a better statement. We're not presenting a better product and not giving greater service. Therefore, our businesses are failing. And I think this is what's missing. If we can be knowledgeable, if we can have the entrepreneurial mindset, if we could be devoid of just being whimsical and over in one night, if we can realize that we have a viable product and service, that we are our brand, that we are a living, viable entity that's representing whatever we're offering, selling, or producing, and that we need to do it in such a way. And it is a challenge. It is a challenge from a marketing standpoint. It is a challenge from time consumption. But when your business cards look like they came from a printing company and not off of your printer, you make a statement. When you look someone in the eye and you say, I am emphatically X, Y, and Z, and my company, product, and services can provide you X, Y, and Z, and we're willing to do it at X, Y, and Z prices, when you're ready, call me. We're here for you. People feel that. It trembles inside of them. Everyone wants to be around someone who's confident, who's successful. It is a magnet. It attracts and allures so many people. So why wouldn't you want to have that alluring aspect in your business? Then when you really, really fully engage that in your business, it will then transcend to your personal and probably at that point transform your entire life. You no longer would feel that what you do is a labor of love or that what you do is unappreciated. You would no longer beg and pine for attention from someone who you're giving them priority position, but they're treating you like an option. You will then know that you are a viable individual that is worthy of commanding and having all that he or she wishes for. Then your business ventures on whatever level they may be would be that of grandeur because your mindset has transitioned from entrepreneurial spirit to entrepreneurial mindset, and then success is only a day away. The last thing I want to leave with is actually a quote by Bill Cosby. He says, in order to succeed, your desire for success should be greater than your fear of failure. I ask each and every one of you listening, go out there, forge on, continue on your journey, become relentless, and be fearless in all that you do, and you will succeed on levels that you only dreamed about, on levels that you gave other people accolades and praise over. You too will stand amongst the best. And I thank you. Coach, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I am definitely here. Are you kidding? Yes, I'm right here, but I have to put it on mute.
Okay, no problem.
Yeah, while you're speaking, I'm chatting up a storm.
Chat room with our
good friends, Coach K and Kiva, and a welcome to our guests in the chat room. Thank God for Relationship Buzz. I was in the chat room making the announcement about a sales call that we're going to have, well, this, a sales topic we're going to have next Monday with the very special and awesome and phenomenal Drew Williams. Some of you know him, some of you don't. You're going to meet him for the first time. He has been in sales for 30 years, and I can't wait. I can't wait. Just years, and he's sold very high-end products like steel, and he has also sold in retail, things like stereo. Yes, he's had the gamut of sales he's done. He's sold service contracts. He's flown all over the world selling and meeting with customers. He is truly, I believe, he's an expert in customer care and in getting customers. He knows some secrets and some tips that has allowed him to have this as his only income base for 30 years. I've been knowing him 23 years. We've been married 21 years.
Okay.
This is such a day of celebration for me. I'm just so excited because I've been waiting for this for a long time. So there you have it. But we also want definitely thank you. Thank you to Coach K and those in the chat room. I can't wait meeting Relationship Buzz. God bless you. And Kiva and our guests, welcome. Well, thank you all for tuning in. I know, isn't he awesome? Versi Walker is truly, truly amazing. Your knowledge is just phenomenal that you come on here and share every Wednesday so faithfully. The phone lines, I can let you know, are absolutely full. I didn't even think Blog Talk would let us have that many phone lines. But yet they did. And so I can't wait till we increase it even more. Just waiting for the new year. We also have a lawyer coming on next week, Miss Carmen Booker, on Tuesday. You don't want to miss her. She is going to talk about how to protect you and your business legally. Do it the right way. We don't want to be like Eddie Murphy carted off to jail. How sad is that? How horrible is that?
I didn't even hear about that.
Huh?
I said I didn't hear about that.
Was that Eddie? Is that Eddie Murphy? What's the other guy? Wesley Snipes.
Wesley Snipes. Okay, 3 years taxes. I think it was. Yeah, unfortunate.
How horrible is that? That's embarrassing.
It
you don't
is.
Need to be carted off to jail. You need to pay your taxes.
Okay.
And so we all, yes, and we have Ralph Bunch Terrell, who's also going to come on. He's right here in New Jersey. He's going to talk about some taxes and how to get right. We got to do this right, y'all. We got to represent the kingdom here. Hello.
Amen.
We can't do it like everybody else. So, yeah, we're going to bring on Carmen. She's an attorney. That's awesome in and of itself. We're going to bring on Ralph Terrell. He's also your pastor and tax expert. We're also going to be bringing on more people that will be able to on other days of the week. But now don't forget Thursday, we're going to be talking about the difference between activities and accomplishments. So go and tell someone today about what you heard on the show, how it impacted you. Go tell them they can still listen. Just because a person can't get up at 7 a.m., it's okay. They can go back and they can listen to the art. And many people do, and I thank each and every one of you. Thank you to Ms. Virginia. Thank you to the other pastor down there in Atlanta that called in with the question. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Ms. Deborah down in Texas. Much success to you and your business. Thank you, Mr. Versi L. Walker.
You're welcome.
Being here every Wednesday, sacrificing, doing the research. My God, and thank God for your wife. We appreciate her for allowing you this
thank
time.
You. No thank problem, you. No problem, no worries. Thank you.
Thank you to your beautiful children. We know it's a sacrifice on the whole family. God's got so much in store for us. Listen, we ain't got time to be selfish with nothing. Nothing. Y'all, we're going to be on yachts. That's how we're going to be relaxing, on yachts. You're right,
roll.
Mr. Walker. We're going to Island 2011.
There you go. That's how I roll.
We're
I
going.
Ain't mad at
you. Come on, let's go. We're going to do this thing big. We got Miss Tina Lane. If y'all, listen, if you just know a woman, you need to send her. I don't care if you a man or whatever you are. You could be married, whatever. You may not have time to go because you can't get there. You got other engagements. On Saturday, September the 11th, if you just come to the retreat for that one day, it will only cost you $30, and you can still bring somebody.
Mm-hmm.
But if you come on Friday, of course, you do the whole package. It's only $50, and you can bring somebody, and they can stay in your room. The room
right.
is only not going to cost you that much. Let's get together and share a room. Well, ladies, we're going to just have a pajama party. If you were doing it at my house, we'd all be sleeping on the floor.
I
know we can share a room, what, for one night?
Mm-hmm.
And we call each other, we can't share a room for one night? So that the room doesn't cost you any more than $25 one night? We need to get away for one night and just open ourselves up. To what it's just going to be awesome, y'all. I love her topic, being single, celibate, satisfied, and sanctified. I can't wait. She has
mm-hmm.
a, you know, that's the topic, but she's got her own title. Listen, you need to send a woman. You got a single woman in your life that you know every time you turn around, she breaking up with somebody else. Every year she breaking up. Send
mm-hmm.
her. We're going to stop that. We're about to set that person free.
There you go.
You got somebody. Every time a holiday comes, they crying their eyes out because they ain't got no date. You done been with the man all month long, and all of a sudden, every time a holiday time, you alone. Come on, stop
oop,
it.
Oop, did you say that?
S-T-O-P, stop it. I never was like that when I was single, never. And I was single for 30-something years. I met my husband when I was like 31. We married when I was 33. All the time I dated from 16 to 30-something, I took a lot of stuff from men. I took abuse. I was beaten. But let me tell you one thing I never took. You're not going to be with me all month, and when a holiday comes, I can't get a hold of you. I never tolerated that, never. I don't even understand that. I'd rather have it the other way around. Let's get together for the holiday. I don't care if I don't see you no more. Because if you can't show up in front of my family and friends, hello, and I'm sleeping with you? Oh, no, 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 no. That ain't about to happen. I ain't that much of love in the world. Ain't that much I need my body rocked in the world. And y'all know I can keep it real, real. So for some people this is too real for you, you'd rather continue to sneak and creep and then be all caught up and hurt and crying your eyes out wanting to get drunk now that you ain't got somebody to share the holidays with you. Well, Tina's going to be breaking it down, and y'all know I'm going to be in the room to back her up. But I'm going to be talking about that, igniting your marriage. Put some sex in your marriage, people. Who are these married people out here talking about they ain't having sex? What's wrong with you? I can see if it's a medical condition. I understand that. I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about a time when you're fasting and praying. God has allowed us that. But I'm talking about every day, y'all. Come on. I'm a woman. I was molested. I should be the first woman wanting to say no. I should be so timid and so afraid to have sex. I should be the first one saying no. And then we wonder why our men are up all night on Facebook looking at nude pictures and all that other silly stuff. We wonder why. Well, if you've said no, if the brook is dried up, what do you expect them to do? I'll never forget a lady friend told me once, she says, Lalisa, if you don't, something happens. She said, if you don't feed the horse or something, somebody else will. I wish I had remembered how she said that. But it made a lot of sense. So this is all that you're going to get at this retreat, the pampering, the book sales, how to sell your book. You got a book that's sitting in your garage? Enough of that. Come on. Let's get these books into people's hands that you wrote them for. When you wrote your book, you expected somebody to read it. Now it's time to get it in their hands, okay? So anyway, that's all I have for today. Coach Versi, do you have anything else?
No, but I agree with that part about, you know, the adult relations in your marriage. I think Dr. Oz just mentioned on Monday that he was talking, because his program is for 50-year-olds and older, and he said even at 50 years old, you should be doing it twice a week. So I agree with you. I applaud your statement.
Dr. Oz must not be black, because in this marriage, we black, and we do, and I'm 54, my husband's 60, so we doing 7 days. No, I'm just kidding.
Watch out now.
See,
watch out now.
But he's saying bare minimum. But see, you got to see, that's why you got to always, in your marriage, listen to what they say, and you got to do what works for your marriage. Because
you
might have a husband that wants 5 days. You can't be going talking about, well, I can only do two because Dr. Oz, I'm just saying. Appreciate what Dr. Oz. Appreciate that greatly. Don't get it twisted. But at the same time, that's why I do still have a marriage, because I don't listen to what other people say about how it should go, other than people that are godly people and telling me. Because people say, oh, well, you're supposed to be doing this and doing that and doing that. Well, maybe that works for your marriage, but let me find out first what's working for what does my husband need? Because the Bible said my body is not mine, and his body is not his. But his body belongs to me, and mine belongs to him. So let me ask him what he wants. If he tells me he only wants once a week, you know. So anyway, those are the kind of things we're going to be talking about. And we're going to do some more things. And like I said, Tina, Miss Elaine Haskins, Miss Patricia Martin talked about discovering your purpose. She is the exact purpose person to talk about that. She has discovered her purpose in life through God, has blessed her mightily. This woman, I'm telling you, some of you met her, you hear her on Blog Talk Radio, what have you. You know, this lady, trust me, she's got a word from God. Miss Elaine Haskins, wow, this woman. She works for Continental Airlines. She travels all over the world. She meets people all over the world. She's written a book. She's an author. She's got so much going. She's a fitness expert. She works out with people. She's got a lot going on. The massage therapist that's coming on Friday, he's also a member of my church. I've been knowing this man for about 15 years. He also has a lot going on. He's bringing a team. He's not charging us anything other than what you're paying for the retreat. Other if you want special types of massages, but just your regular hand massage, he's coming. Why? Because favor will get you where finances can't. So anyway, we are so glad that you were here, Mr. Walker. Thank you, thank you, thank you again for being here with us and sharing. We look forward to all that you're doing. Please post anything that you do, Mr. Walker, on my Facebook page. You know you're welcome anyway, but make sure you do that. Any book signings you have coming up, we're definitely going to have you back. We know we won't have you at this women's retreat, but we're going to have you at the motivational thing that we're going to be doing. So that you and I talked about, we're going to definitely do that. So anyway, get ready. All right, y'all, we're past time. We're only about 6 minutes over, so you all did really, really good today. Thank you, Mr. Walker, for hanging in there with us.
Well, thank you so much, and I look forward to, again, hearing the report on this great, fully packed to capacity retreat event that's going on this weekend, and look forward to next year's island hopping retreat. You got to do island hopping on top of it now, you know.
next year,
it's going
to
be good.
Well, next year we want you to send your wife. That way you can also go, and you just won't be able to come to some of our women's sessions, but
hey,
you can still be over there.
That works for me. Great. Well, have a great week, everybody.
All right. God bless.
Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Lalisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.